How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. What are you doing? Don't miss a second of it. Thank you so much. I did find out who Boris is. Boris is the ex-boyfriend of our pal Maitland, who is so pissed off. I'm blocked on everything. And I don't understand that. All I did was try to help and was then abused and harassed by her, by the fucking blonde brigade. So hurtful. And I don't know why I was blocked. I mean, if you're going to go onto my thread and call me horrible names and attack me, why would you block me, then block me? I mean, yeah, I went ahead and clicked on your name and scrolled through some of your pictures on this show. Who wouldn't? I mean, that's kind of the risk you run if you're going to go and attack someone and be abusive. And then, you know, all I did was, you know, focus on some of the silly things, like the lady who had her big 9/11 remembrance photo. Probably the most narcissistic thing I've ever seen in my life, where she has a picture that, you know, it's her and it says, "We remember 9/11. It's like, well, no, you, if you want to remember 9/11, you don't put those words over your face. You know, you maybe a shot of the fucking 9/11 memorial, maybe the image of the towers. I mean, I would say that it's more appropriate to show the plane going into the building as a backdrop than your own face. Matt, and that was a chick we called Crazy Eyes. Matt says, with those eyes, she should have seen 9/11 coming. I take it back. She, as of last night, she hadn't blocked me, but she had eliminated that picture. Like, she deleted it. But there was more than one of her different fonts. 9/11 memorial, my face, Crazy Eyes. But I, of course, had screenshotted it, so I have it forever for hilarity. And then the chick, Kennedy, which is what's-her-face's pal, she said horrible things about me. She's the one who looked like, if you remember from the old Popeye TV show, The Goons. That's what she looked like. She looked like one of the goons. She started it. She comes attacking me, and I'm like, well, what? You know, and I didn't say too much more on the post, but I did talk about it. I mean, my God. She has those giant fake eyebrows. Very strange to me. Nevertheless, a lot of pissed off blondes, not happy at all with me. Chris says she looked like Eric Stoltz when he played Rocky Dennis in the movie Mask. I can absolutely see that. I'm definitely blocked on hers. So, all right. I mean, you came into my world. You came to my place of business. And, you know, all I can do is react. I can only take what the day gives me. And if that's what you're willing to give me, that's fine. That is going to be a topic of discussion on the show. Now, you have to understand, though, that if you are going to do that, I have been doing this every day of my life since I was about 4. So this is like, I'm more comfortable doing that than I am breathing air. It is second nature, and I am probably the most effective at it on the planet. Some people would call me a troll. And I'm like, I don't give a shit what you call me as long as it results in me being awesome on this podcast. It's all I care about. Hold on, I got a phone call. Hello, this is Eric.
Hi, Eric. This is Judge. How are you?
I'm sorry, what is your name?
Josh from ADP, sir, your bail provider.
Josh from A. Did you say ADP?
Yes, yes, your bail provider.
Yes, what's happening, Josh?
Yeah, I just want to do a check-in call if how's everything doing so far with your payroll at this point. If you have any concerns or pending issues.
I have no concerns with the payroll. Everything seems to be working out and everybody's happy.
Okay, I see. And then you've been with us since last month, correct? In October.
Right. Only 1 month with ADP.
Okay. I see. And how many payrolls have you already processed so far?
I think 2. It kind of does it on its own, Josh.
Okay, I see. Yeah, you're on a monthly, right? Monthly payroll.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Okay. Okay. And then I just want to get your feedback as well regarding the person who assisted you first in setting up the account. Her name is Gabby, if I'm not mistaken.
I love Gabby.
Yeah, okay. I see. I just want to get your feedback for her. If you're going to rate her and the team as well, sir, from 1 to 10, with 9 or 10 being the highest, where are you at right now?
Did you say rate?
Yes, rate.
Oh. I would say the highest.
The highest. That's a 10.
Yes.
You'll give her a 10. Okay, perfect. And is it okay if we can officially record or document this one, Eric?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Yeah, sure. All right. We sent an email yesterday to ericzane@comcast.net. Do you have access to your inbox right now?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay, sure. So the subject goes like ADP implementation 2-minute survey. Can you check if you did receive that yesterday?
I did. I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, okay, perfect. And actually, I'm the implementation specialist who worked with Gabby.
I remember.
Regarding your account.
I remember you.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, if you can answer that one. Would you mind if I'll stay on the line until you're done?
Oh, now that I can't do. I'm going to have to set this aside just because I'm being...
Oh, pulled. Okay.
Yeah, I was talking with some of the other members of the staff, and apparently they want to go to Buffalo Wild Wings. And so they're actually in the car right now. They're in the parking lot and they're honking, saying, "Let's go."
Okay, that's all right, sir. If you have, once you're available today, I look forward for your response to that email. Okay.
Okay. All right. Well, all right. I'm looking at it right now. It says implementation 2-minute survey. I'm on
that
top
one,
of it.
Sir. Yes.
I'm gonna do that. Josh.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. I'll look forward for your response. Have a good day,
bye.
Eric.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
So those are the people that do payroll. And I've got them convinced that this is like some mega conglomerate. It's one. It's this. It's like Aerodyne from Wolf of Wall Street. That penny stock. That what the fuck Jordan Belfort was selling to the guy. He's a good guy. I've talked to him before. All those Indians sound the same to me. You're nicer than I am. Send me this in an email, please. Bye. No, he's all right. I don't want to piss anybody off. I don't want to make anybody sad or uncomfortable or mad at me. I can't believe I did that yesterday. You know, Bob says, now I want wings. Chris says, what's your go-to order at Buffalo Wild Wings? I like the garlic parm. Very much so. Have you ever made your own? That's something I'd like to do. I think it involves like deep frying the food. And then you get it into a bowl. And with your whatever it is you're going to be tossing the food in with it. And then you kind of have to coat the chicken that way. Now, some of you go with the wing, the boneless, which is just chicken chunks. That's what that is. Others go with the actual wings. I like the wings, and here's why. Most people don't eat those correctly. The wing is two bones, two small bones, side by side. You have to get into there, and you do that by, first of all, breaking off that pointy part. Once you break off the pointy part, then you can put the whole thing in your mouth and just rip the flesh right off of there. And if need be, you break it in half, split them in half so you have two bones in your hand, and then it's like a poker for the meat. That's how you eat those. And then you can get, you know, you can't like sit there and hold it like a little tiny piece of chicken. You can't, you got to eat them right. And for the love of God, don't be touching anything. Just touch the food. Eat it all. Don't talk. Don't touch anything. And then when you're all done, then you clean up. That's how you eat actual wings appropriately. But, long story short, garlic parm. I don't know if I like what I'm about to show you. Some of you have little kids. You know how like your kids can get freaked out quite easily? Let's say all the kids are well aware of who the Grinch is, and they know the Grinch is not a fun person. This story, this video might be a little bit old, but it's going around. I wanted to show it to you. I watched it, and I felt bad for the kids. Some dude got dressed up as the Grinch while all the other mommies and daddies were there celebrating their friends' Christmas. So there's probably 20 little ones. And the one guy's dressed up as the Grinch, and the kids see him sneaking around in the front of the house. And then someone's shooting video of this. The Grinch comes in the house, and everybody freaks out, okay? The kids start running, and they're crying, and they're losing their shit. And then it all goes to chaos. And so I don't know about this. I actually felt some anxiety while watching this for these little kids. Okay, let's watch. I'd be fucking freaked out. Look at, they're all laughing. This kid is terrified. Think back to shit that scared you when you were a kid. That's not good. See that kid's face? Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, you gotta click on this. Look at that kid. How does that make you happy that you've scared the fuck out of your kid? This kid's got his present. He doesn't want the Grinch to steal it. It's jammy time for all these kids. And there's the Grinch. He's now in the goddamn house. Now, two of these kids attack. Watch. That kid, he attacks. All right. And then what? The Grinch goes and starts pulling the fucking presents out from under the goddamn tree. And then this kid in the blue jammies, he's really defensive. And so he's attacking the Grinch. Well, watch what the Grinch does to the kid. He pushes him down. There isn't one kid there who isn't freaked out. And the Grinch runs up the steps with the gifts, and the kids are chasing him up the steps. No one's laughing. This kid, look at it, everyone's laughing, having a good time. That's fun for you, you fucking assholes. Look at that. You just put your kid through that. And then this dumb drunk bitch. Not her. This one, she's like, oh, it's so funny that my kid's terrified. This is great. I love this. I don't know, man. Kenny says, fuck all those adults in that video. Pieces of shit humans. Megan says, yeah, I wouldn't do that to my kids, and I love to jump scare them. All they've done is ruin good drinking time when the kids are snuggled up and calm. Those therapy bills are going to be expensive. Now, the only thing I can think of is if maybe the Grinch took off the mask and revealed himself and said, hey, it's just me. But I still don't know if that's a good thing. I think it's still pretty fucked up. Tyler says, definitely a bunch of dumb, drunk bitches. David says, asshole of the day is the Grinch. So does Cole. I don't know if the Grinch is the asshole of the day. I think it's every single adult in that video. Jeremy says you cannot let a child be that scared for that long. Yeah, I would not approve of that. I wouldn't want to be any part of that. And, you know, the only way that if I'm an adult and they just whip that on the kids and I don't know about it, I'm going to kick somebody's ass. Okay, because I would have left. I don't want my kids exposed to that shit because it's terrifying. Fuck you, they're little kids. I think we have riled up Kenny the Punisher on this deal. I think he's going from being Kenny the Player, which he has been for several days, to Kenny the Punisher. Yeah, I'm not a fan. All right, moving on. The California football team. They're the Cal Golden Bears, and I guess during a game over the weekend, in this clip I'm about to show you, someone, the guy in the gray here who's circled, this guy, he's the equipment manager. It's his job to make sure that all this shit here inside of this blue container stays there. He's like the assistant to make sure that the equipment, after the game ends, gets back in there and gets to the players. Well, some fan, this is one of those moments where the fans are running on the field for whatever fucking reason, who gives a shit, tries to steal one of the yellow football helmets. Okay? You'll see it. The guy circled right there, circle number two, smaller circle. That's guy stealing helmet. Equipment manager guy, he sees him take off with it and he chases him. So there he is. He's running after dude who stole helmet. And he catches him and watch what he does to him. Bam! He just throws him down. Somebody else grabs the helmet and they are able to recover it. Here's an outstanding moment. The football team has heard about it, but they haven't seen it yet. Like everybody on the football team. And they're going to watch it now on the Jumbotron in their big conference room, the football team conference room. The guy in the foreground here, that's the guy who body slammed the dickhead who tried stealing the helmet. And they're going to watch the video I just watched with you now for the first time. And you'll see their reaction. So they're all fired up because this guy did that. Right? You can see on the video screen the video that I just showed you, including the red circles. You'll be able to figure out exactly when they're to the point in the video where this dude fucking body slams that guy. To the point in the video where he's chasing him. Here it comes. Okay, we're setting him up for it. Here it takes off him. Dude's chasing. He gets him, and... They are so excited. That's outstanding. That is great. I love moments like that. That's one of the reasons why I loved that show, Hard Knocks, with the Lions. When the when all the players are acting like jackasses, when like Aiden Hutchinson is singing his fucking Billie Jean song, right? Aiden Hutchinson. I remember when that was going on, Aiden Hutchinson going viral for singing Billie Jean on Hard Knocks. And everybody loved that. It was like a great moment. And then everybody was like, yeah, but so what? Billie Jean doesn't mean they're going to be any good. And at that point, they weren't. But a lot of people were starting to get a vibe that this team was awesome. And I was already on board during that moment. I'm going to watch this. Hold on a second. I'm fucking shit up, of course. God damn it. I'm such an asshole. Okay. This is Aiden Hutchinson. This is his initiation to the line.
She was more like a beauty queen in the movie scene. I said, don't mind what you do to me. I am the one. Yeah. On the floor, in the round. She told me her name was Billie Jean. Across the scene, every head turned and eyes dream. Being the one.
I like how the shirt goes flying and this guy somehow manages to catch it. Guy in yellow. So big guy in row two rips off the shirt. This again, you see, this is predominantly black people. This is why this is a fun moment. If it was white guys, it'd be shit. Megan says shirts flying was happening. The shirt flying thing was happening all over the place at the Griffins game on Sunday. Yeah, I noticed. That's the thing. Dudes rip off their shirts, old and young alike. You're supposed to rip off your shirt when you're having a good time. White people stole that from black people. How about Darla? points for cuteness. My God, that dog. All right. Moving on. The Detroit Lions are in the spotlight, of course, for their success this year, and they're on a goddamn tear. We have finally managed to settle Joe Martinez's mouth down about the Lions. He's quiet. And I don't know if that's because he's getting treatment or whatnot for his medical condition. He's been just quiet. And, I don't know. Is that a good thing? Is that a bad thing? Who knows? I kind of want him to be vocal. I want him to be on that hill where people are falling off of that hill trying to be like the anti-Detroit Lions fans. This patch of humanity that says, yeah, I'm a Lions fan. They suck. They're going to break your heart. Same old Lions. That's a group of people that might be the most annoying people on the planet. Now, you know, I've been rooting for the Lions well before Dan Campbell. You know, there was a period of time when I was rooting for the Lions when Matt Patricia was there, when I was like, well, he just pisses me off. And yes, they suck. You know, I honestly think that as long as Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes are on the same page, they will get good players who can win for them because of the abilities of the coaching staff. I really believe that. They found the right players that can do the job. Have you noticed yet that when players leave the Lions now, they turn into piles of shit? A couple years ago, there was a guy named DJ Chark. DJ Chark, do-do-do-do-do-do, DJ Chark, do-do-do-do-do-do. I was going to mention this also. Chris says Jamal Williams. Guy was kicking everybody's ass. They leave the Lions. TJ Hockenson. He got hurt, but whatever. And then when players come to the Lions, they turn into superstars. David Montgomery. Successful player for the Chicago Bears, but not on the level like he is with the Detroit Lions. No, no. Chris mentions Josh Reynolds. Oh, yeah. Great with the Lions, except for the NFC Championship game. And gone and forgotten. Hey, it's Eric Zane for one of my favorite sponsors, UncommonGoods.com. Now, when you shop at UncommonGoods.com, you're supporting artists and small independent businesses. UncommonGoods.com have searched all around the globe to get some of the most amazing makers of handcrafted products that are made in small amounts. Shop now before they sell out this holiday season. Seriously, just go check out the selection from all the different types of amazing products and gifts that you can get at UncommonGoods.com. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits for everyone, from book lovers to diehard sports fans. Just shop around. I'm telling you, the folks who get the gifts purchased through UncommonGoods.com are always going away satisfied and happy and giving you a look like, how did you think of this amazing, awesome gift? Basically, all you need to do is go to UncommonGoods.com, and I'm going to give you 15% off your next gift. All you have to do is go to UncommonGoods.com/Zane. UncommonGoods.com/Zane for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at
There's been a lot of attention this week. A lot of it is feel good and fun leading up to the Thanksgiving Day game. It continues now. Jared Goff, he's doing a run-of-the-mill interview in front of his locker. And the two running backs, Sonic and Hedgehog, photobomb the interview and stand next to him and command some attention.
It's a special game to be part of, and I'm glad to be a part of this tradition. What's up? I was like, who's up on me right now?
Okay, one thing I noticed. At first I thought that, like, is Jared Goff that big or is David Montgomery that little? I think both.
Another one.
What's up? Oh, we got two.
I asked you after the game a couple weeks ago.
Look at these two, they're always hanging out. Sonic and Knuckles. If I'm them, I spend all my time in front of cameras together. Because the Sonic and Knuckles thing is big. You can make some serious fucking cash marketing Sonic and Knuckles.
Sonic and Knuckles are their nicknames. Yeah, and I said, what's yours? Have you figured one out yet?
I haven't. What do you think?
You guys have one for him?
I'm not here.
Oh, you're not here?
You see, they're just being silly. They're asking questions about what's your nickname. You know, they're having fun.
Jameer, do you have a nickname for your quarterback?
What if anything you're doing different to prepare for Thanksgiving?
Me?
The injuries, yeah. Or the team?
Nothing really. Just getting ready to go. Yeah, short week's tough. Are these guys talking next? Is that why they're waiting for me? short week's tough, and yeah, we're ready to go.
Hey, Jerry, what's your favorite thing about?
If it's fourth down and one,
yep.
Should you hand it to Jameer or David Montgomery?
Oh, that's a loaded question. They're standing right there.
QB sneak usually is best, you know?
Oh, good answer.
What's your favorite thing about David and your favorite thing about Jameer?
Oh, man.
Oh, look at Montgomery staring at him like, you better give me a good answer, motherfucker.
My favorite thing about David, gosh. I think my favorite thing seriously about David is how serious he takes pass protection. And how much he wants to protect me.
All right, as soon as he looked away, he's off the hook.
And then how funny he is. That's like one of my other favorite things about him. My favorite thing about Jameer, I think how much fun he's having when he's playing. Like, that, it brings out the joy in me, the kid in me. And, you know, he's my son, you know?
Sort of December football here. I mean, this is really like the whole stretch. Like,
can you believe this is happening right now? I mean, for as long as I've been talking into a microphone and a decade before that, I have been toiling and struggling and just going through my garage with a goddamn golf club. Epic story. Some dick missed a field goal. We lose again. I'm destroying my shit. My neighbor Ken Trethaway. Watching me at the opening of my garage as I'm destroying everything with a golf club. You okay, man? Yeah. Stuff. I was just stuff. Just, you know, stuff. Blowing off a little steam. Busted glass everywhere. Shit smoking. You know, just blowing off some steam. It's cool. Yeah, okay, see you later, man. Never talk to him again. Never talk to him again. Fucker still lives there too, by the way. Jeremy says, I love how they actually really like each other. Chris says, it reminds me of the film of Step Brothers in the movie. Remember when everyone thought Goff was a loser? Now look at him. Exactly. You know who was leading that charge? Oh, wait a minute. I was going to mention this. I started going down one road a while ago, and I never did finish that thought. I had said that my pal Maitland, who I was helping yesterday, who blocked me, I wanted the identity of the ex-boyfriend. And all anybody's ever heard is his name is Boris. And then someone suggested a name, and I looked it up. And I found out who he is because he works, him and his brother own a business. And they were featured on a, in the community that he resides in, on a local TV show about their business. And so it was good to place a face with the name. And so no, there's no way I would show you that or reveal that. I just want to know who it is. I just wanted to know who it is because typically how it goes on that show is a little bit of time is going to pass and they're going to be caught up in the moment and they're going to start to talk shit about this guy and he's left, you know, to be attacked. That's the way they roll on that show. Kelly did that with Ross. Greg did that with his ex-wife and with me. And they're going to, it's death by a thousand cuts. It's going to happen. So when that happens, you need to let me know. Those of you that are my scouts, let me know that she talks shit about him, because then I am going to get the audio and I'm going to send it to dude. This is my formula. This is how I make friends with these people. All right. And once I do that, I say to them, yeah, I want you to know, I hate these fuckers. Don't get the impression that I'm doing this because I'm righteous and want justice in the world. I just want you to know that in the event that you want to talk shit about them, you're more than welcome to come on my show. That's how I do this. Okay? So that's my formula. So half of that is already in the books because I know exactly who he is. I know how to reach him, and now I just wait. I wait for her to say something stupid. Now, she doesn't strike me as the type of person that has an angry bone in her body, so she probably won't. But if she's influenced by the drug addict or free beer, perhaps it'll happen. And then what that leads me to is getting dirt. Who doesn't love the dirt? I want behind the scenes info. All right. Chris says Greggy will let it slip. Yeah. Suspect number one on passive aggressive. All right. Suspect number one on passive aggressive. So that's where we sit on that. What the fuck was I going to talk about? I don't even remember anymore. Do any of you remember what I was going to talk about? Okay, I think I talked about everything I wanted to talk about. One more thing. This is also sports related. The guy who shit his pants on the football field. Oh, it was called Kyle. That's what it was. Thank you. I appreciate you. If I had forgotten to do that, you guys would kick my ass. Cannot forget calling Kyle before the Lions game. I think we did this last week, and I actually called Kyle, the convicted felon, who I used to work with on the radio. Egg then. Hey, my man. Are you working today?
I'm working, dude. I'm chilling in my office as we speak.
Yeah, is it? Are you out in the field, or are you just taking care of some loose ends?
Yeah, a little loose ends, actually, a little free radicals, no big deal.
Okay. Hey, do you still have the same crew there?
Yeah, yep, same crew.
So you've got Emilio.
Yep.
And is the dude's name Mike?
No, you mean Tony?
Tony, that's it. Why did I think Mike? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I guess it is four letters. That's the only thing I can think of, dude.
Now, does Tony have a family and all that stuff?
Yeah, he's got three kids and a wife and stuff. He's just doing his thing.
Does that make you feel good that you're able to give him a wage to support his family?
Yeah. I guess I don't really think about it. But, yeah, it is cool.
How much closer do you think we are to dumpster divers being all across America, franchised?
I hope soon, dude. Because, yeah, the end of this year is like, we did it. You know what I mean? Like, we should be good by the end of this year. I keep thinking it's going to happen and then it doesn't, but it will eventually happen. But, yeah, dude, then I'm just going to get out there with, like, my salesman Kyle techniques, dude, and just fucking
right.
Start selling them, dude.
So let me ask you this. Is it like legal red tape, or is it governmental regulations, or is it funds? Is it funding? What's going on that makes it a long process?
Yeah, because there's just a lot of shit. You know, we got to fucking, for the franchising part, change our name. For the location. So then we had to get that approved through the freaking government, and that took like a year and a half. So that was a little wild. And then you do have to do like a lot of legal red tape stuff and like fill out forms and like create like a franchise disclosure document and then like, you know, make operational playbooks and
right.
Like, do all this stuff. So yeah, there's a lot of work that goes into it for sure.
When someone wants to, let's just look in the crystal ball here, and wants to be a owner of a dumpster divers in whatever town, are you looking for just one guy to do it in each town, or like whole businesses?
Yeah, so I thought about this a lot. So we basically made it into like, you can do essentially like different packages. So like you could do it by yourself in like a smaller type market, or, you know, not a smaller market, but like a smaller area we would give you, you know,
right.
Or you can do it with somebody else. Or if you're just like a rich fucking dude who wants to like buy up a whole city or a whole state or some shit.
Yeah.
And open up. So yeah, we got like a lot of different options. And then like there's different money requirements for each of those and
okay.
Shit like that.
So they would pay you and then you provide support and shit like that?
Yeah, yep.
Wow. I love this. This is exciting. Chris says, has he ever considered marketing on a podcast?
Yeah, straight up. I know, straight up. It's on the list, too. I mean, I talk about it with Emilio. I'm like, you know, we're going to have to get back on there eventually. And it's just, yeah.
Oh, fuck
you know,
yeah.
It's just hard to fucking know, like, hey, what are we going to have to spend money on, you know?
No.
Honestly, we've spent a lot of money this year on, like, weird shit.
I know. Hey, look, it's going to be sweet when the time is right, goddammit.
Goddammit.
In the meantime, we will enjoy this soon-to-be 10-1 football season. Do you suspect we will murder the fucking Bears?
I suspect that we will murder the fucking Bears starting in the second half. Although, hey, we're 10-1 right now, motherfucker, so we might be 11-1.
Oh, I forgot about that. I guess I meant to say winning 10 in a row.
Yeah, that's going to be wild for sure. But yeah, I think that, like, I think that the Bears' offense is probably better than the fucking Colts. So I think, you know, like when the Colts fucking started out the game, they were like kind of kicking our ass a little bit. But like, you know, they like you script like the first 15 or 20 plays or whatever. So you fucking know what you're going to do and you know you're going to do it good. So then after that comes down, I think the Bears' offense is a little better. So they might stick around to make it somewhat close to halftime, but then I think we're going to just insert our cocks straight into their assholes, dude. And we're going to fucking just blow them out after that, dude. I'm thinking, like, I can feel like maybe like a 34-20 win, maybe.
Okay. All right. I'm excited. I just want it to keep going because you never know when it's going to end, you know?
You never know, dude. And I'm having a great fucking time. I know, like, even when I was watching that game, like, the Colts game, like, it, like, seemed boring, even though we were fucking them up. Like, it seemed boring because we didn't score, like, 59 points or some shit like that.
Isn't that crazy?
It was nice. I was just laying on my couch, fucking relaxing, you know what I mean? I drinking some Coke, you know, just fucking laying there, eating some salty snacks. And I'm just like, I was just like not worried at all, dude. And I was like, this is cool. It's just, I just like that, dude.
I think they said it dates back to their first year in Detroit, 1930 something. So basically, no one alive has witnessed this, really.
Straight up, dude. I know, because I think they said 1934, maybe, which is straight up. That's fucking 90 years, dude. Yeah. Straight up. There might be like some fucking old lady named like Eunice or like Gertrude or some shit like that. She might still be around, just going, fucking Lions, baby.
Right.
But, probably not, though.
Yeah, just to think that was a time when they, you know, I mean, someone would literally have to be 100 years old to have been 10 years old. When these assholes were that successful.
I know. And straight up, I think about this, dude. Think about, like, imagine being, like, a lifelong Lions fan and, like, you're, like, some old fucking geezer. And then you died in, like, 2008. After the 2008 season, they were fucking 0-16. You're just like, you know what? I'm fucking done, dude. And, like, here they are just looking down from the heavens just going, fuck, dude. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Just incredible, man. Nick has a question about dumpster divers. What is the best way to deal with the mafia when trying to break into a new market?
You just fuck them up. I don't know, dude. Like, I understand. I think I've heard the stories that, like, I think in the 80s and shit, there was, like, a lot of mafia shit going on. I think in this area about, like, trash companies and shit. Nobody's threatened our life, which is pretty cool, but we are generally fucking up the competition in several ways. So, nobody's saying anything or whatever. We just keep doing our thing. It might just be because we have infectious personalities.
There's a post on my Eric Zane Show podcast subreddit.
Subreddit, dude? Hell yeah.
That I want to read to you. Reddit.com. Sorry, bear with me.
No, you're cool, dude.
/r/ Eric Zane. I don't have it bookmarked. Anyway, I'll just paraphrase it. The guy said that, because somebody was talking about you, and then someone said that he hates you, and every time you're on, he gets pissed off.
I feel like this happens, like, once a year. Like, somebody will come
Wait
on
a minute.
And be like, man, fuck that guy.
I just found it. Kyle sounds like a fake accent Cali surfer. It gets old real quick, and I fast forward through his segment every time on the podcast. Holy fuck.
You know what? I think that sounds like the same dude that said it last year, actually. Because what people complain about me is generally about how I talk, which I think is fucking hilarious, dude. I'm not faking it, everybody. This is just how I sound.
Yes.
Fucking
asshole. All right, I love you. Thanks anyway for being here to whoever that guy is, but come on now.
Yeah, I know. Maybe we can work in like some sort of like variation on the segment where I can do accents. I just don't do it naturally.
it's totally cool. I wouldn't have it any other way. In fact, if I didn't call you before the Lions game, we're screwed. Everybody gets pissed off at me and they love you. I remember when I first put you on because I thought that you would be a solid contributor to this show. And I think the first couple of times, everybody was like, I hate this. And it's like, well, God damn it. Trust me. You got to give it a minute. You got to wait. You can't just judge after. This is not how this works. You got to give it a chance. God damn it.
And that's way back then, too. That was like, I had no fucking clue what I was doing. I was like, I don't actually have never done this before, so I'm just kind of fucking making it up as I go. And I will say that since this is kind of like, this segment exists in like a, it's like an interviewer or interviewee type fashion in some way. But I tell the crowd what, in some alternate universe, or maybe 10 years in the future, when me and Eric Zane fucking host a show together, we can be fucking co-hosts. It's a whole different fucking ball game, dude. And people get rock hard when they hear that, dude.
Oh, I know I am right now.
Sick, dude.
All right. My best to you and yours on Thanksgiving. Are you traveling or are you hosting?
You know, I'm pretty sure we're going to fucking Al again. I think we're going to my parents' house because I'm pretty sure my uncles and his family are there. So I think that's what we're doing. And yeah, and actually, I'm glad you called too, because I was actually looking at the clock like 20, 30 minutes ago, and I was like, oh fuck, dude. I was like, I think Eric Zane forgot the comedy. I was like, they fucking better not lose to the Bears tomorrow, dude. But you came through in the clutch, so it was cool, dude.
All right, well, when you get your plans together, you know, 12 hours from Thanksgiving, whatever they are, have a good time.
Yeah, well, hey, no, I appreciate that, and I hope you guys have a good time, and everyone in the audience as well.
Kyle, thank you.
All right, love you guys. Deuces.
There you go. Kyle makes his prediction. I think he said 34-20 or something like that. That means we have, done all we need to do for our part on a Lions victory. Chris says, Allegan, that's a hard living area. It is, but there are some areas of it where it's still nice. Just depends, I guess, where you go. Chris says, it's one of the hard living areas. Absolutely. Molly says she loves the way Kyle says exit. Before we get to the asshole of the day, I would like to mention a handful more of my sponsors. First off, Kuiper Tree Care. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com. Call or text 616-828-8225. That's 616-828-8225 if you need tree removal, maybe tree pruning, storm cleanup, land clearing, stump grinding, tree risk assessment. These are all things you can take advantage of with my pals over at Kuiper Tree Care. If you go to KuiperTreeCare.com, there's their website. You can learn more about them and the things that they do. There's Ben and whatever you need. Oh, there's a gallery. It looks fucking dangerous as hell. Holy shit. No thanks. Oh, that's cool. 616-828-8225 for Kuiper Tree Care. Hello as well to TC Paintball. Rick over there getting set for Thanksgiving, watching the Lions, of course. If you're thinking about something fun to do during the time away for Thanksgiving break, head over there with the kids, neighborhood kids, maybe a bachelor party, group outing, workplace team building. They have it all at TC Paintball. You call there, you schedule the time, and then that's it. Just show up as you are, wear some crappy clothes, and you're in business. 2-3 hours of paintball fun hosted by Rick and his crew at TC Paintball. Online at tcpaintballgr.com. Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, my latest sponsor. Go to their website, WernerRoofing.com, fill out that form, and they'll be in touch with you in 12 hours. All right? Wolverine Broncos says that Kuiper Tree Care was just with him last Friday. They did a great job. Thank you so much for calling. Thank you for mentioning me. When it comes to roofing, that's a pretty big ticket item. Not everybody can just drop 20 large on a new roof. You have to have it, though. That's why they have an outstanding arrangement with a terrific financier to take care of that for you. $20,000 roof is probably going to set you back about $240 a month over 10 years, and then you're in business. This is a 20 or 30-year roof that you're spending your money on. You can look into an asphalt roof. You can look into a metal roof. You can look into gutters. You can look into siding. They have all of these things to do for you at Werner Roofing, W-E-R-N-E-R, WernerRoofing.com. Looks like also if you want to, hey, who wants to put in a skylight? Storm damage repair, they do that too. Thank you to Werner Roofing, online at WernerRoofing.com. You can also just call and say hello to them. The phone number is on the website. As well, thank you to Frank Fuss, My Policy Shop Insurance. He's the best life insurance policy. Perhaps even help you with Obamacare. If you or someone you know or love is getting ready to take advantage of Medicare or Social Security, you can get started with my friends over at My Policy Shop Insurance, Frank Fuss. Go to buyinsurancehere.com. Yesterday, the asshole of the day was bug-eyed 9/11 bitch. The asshole of the day is brought to you by TC Paintball. Some of these asshole of the day awards are getting quite long when I'm writing them out. In order to be as descriptive as possible, so that you know what the fuck I'm doing. The asshole of the day today are the shitty Grinch parents for scarring those kids. I felt so bad for those kids. What the fuck? Fucking idiots. Thank you so much for being here. Happy Thanksgiving to all of you that are celebrating or traveling or hosting or whatever. I am thankful for the audience. Honestly, if I didn't have the audience, I have nothing. None of you. If I don't have you, I don't have a show. So I'm always grateful, and I will never lose sight of that. If it ever seems like I am, please remind me. I'm thankful that you would remind me. Kenny says, happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving, but okay. My best to all of you. For some of you that are part of the Superfan team on Patreon, I will be doing the Patreon bonus podcast a little bit later on today, and we'll have even more fun doing that. But for now, that's going to do it. Talk to you later, folks. Thank you, and bye-bye.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details. Save big.